Beyond dirty diapers and Little League games, conference calls and corporate ladders, ever wonder if there's something more? Something to light your soul on fire and awaken your spirit. Something to help you make the extra income and impact you were born for. For more than 15 years, I've been searching for that something. It's led me across the country through 3 side hustles, countless lessons learned, and thousands of dollars earned. And now I want to show you what I've learned as I embark on a new mission to help 1 million dads build the digital side hustles of their dreams without missing out on the moments in life with the people they love. This is your daily dose of ideas, inspiration, and insights to dream bigger, build a modern side hustle you're proud of, and live the life you've always wanted for yourself and your family. I'm Jeff Johnson, and this is the Dad Hustle Project. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Jeff Johnson here, founder of the Dad Hustle Project. So excited to be with you here today. We are on episode 15 today, and we are deep. We're getting deeper and deeper into our Smarter Side Hustle Framework for Dads. So if you've ever thought about starting a side hustle, if you've wanted to do it, but you're just not sure how it's going to work with timing and everything else you have going on in your life as a dad, I have good news for you. It can work. There's opportunity for you, but following a framework that really minimizes the time that you spend on your side hustle is key. So that's what we're doing right now. We're digging through each step of the framework. If you have not been with us for this whole journey, I encourage you to start at episode 11 and you can work your way through this framework. But we are on step 5 today and we are talking about TEACH. So it's the T in the SMARTER acronym. And teaching is really kind of a very important piece of this whole thing because you are offering your expertise to the world. You're offering them insights. You're helping them understand kind of what you teach and how you teach it. And you're helping connect people because if you can build that engagement, if you can build that power in the way that you teach your information, it makes all the difference to retaining your students, getting them excited about continuing to connect with you as you're teaching your content. So I want to start with a quote here. This is from Joseph Campbell. He says, "The job of an educator is to teach students to see vitality in themselves." And that's really what we're doing. With self-education, we're helping people understand kind of what they already had inside themselves and the opportunities that maybe they haven't tapped into because they haven't had the confidence or they haven't taken advantage of these opportunities. We're helping them jump on that and really take advantage of those things. So, you know, it's interesting for me, I have a lot of lessons from teaching. When I got my master's degree, I got my master's in internet marketing. So it's an MBA with an emphasis in internet marketing. I have been teaching college level classes for several years now on the side. It's one of my side hustles. And I've learned a lot teaching adult learners. So I wanted to share with you some of those things that I've learned. These are really my top 5 teaching lessons as you start thinking about how you want to teach your content within your Smarter Side Hustle. So the first thing is listen before you speak. So often experts like the sound of their own voice, but the reality is they might be the only one who likes the sound of their own voice. Everybody wants to talk first. Let's be real, right? So we're teaching humans. So ask them questions, get them thinking. That's so important. If you can do that and create an engaging environment, it's going to make all the difference in the world. Number 2, use personal stories to power up your approach. If you can start your lessons, start your sections with a personal story, they're going to connect with you in a real way. They're going to care about you because you're a real person then. It's not theoretical. It's not all these facts and figures, but instead it's the human element of things. Number 3, integrate diverse voices for maximum impact. So the reality is you can be kind of the lens in which people learn about these things, but ultimately you can bring experts to the table. And you think about YouTube, you think about all these different resources that we now have, where you can bring, you know, famous celebrities, you can bring business luminaries, you can bring marketing companies, leaders in your space. you can bring those people to the forefront and actually share with your class, share with your group, different ways that these people have innovated, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, so they can actually tell their stories, which is a powerful thing. Number four, provide a framework for every concept you teach. So we'll talk a little bit about frameworks later, but frameworks are an opportunity for you to, you know, build something that people can remember. So, you know, I built frameworks throughout my book that I wrote, throughout, you know, the concepts and the courses that I teach, because if you have built a framework, it's easier for people to get their heads wrapped around it. And then finally, help students move from ideas to implementation. So it's super important that the ideas don't just stay in the head and in the heart, but they get worked out in the feet, right? People move, they start doing. That is like one of the most important things as you're thinking about teaching. You want to be an inspiration. You want to help people. So ultimately, those are kind of my five tips for teaching. And for you, you're going to want to create your main framework. So once you have kind of your topic that you're going to be speaking about, you want to create your main framework. And that's simply going to be, you know, using my framework for frameworks. I've built this whole framework out about frameworks for you to learn exactly and to discuss kind of focusing on how you're going to teach what you're going to teach, right? So you're going to define what you will teach. That's the first piece, right? So for instance, you'd say something like, you'll learn how to find blank using my blank. So you're going to talk about your framework there. Number two, you're going to identify the sequential steps that your students must take to accomplish what you're teaching. So that's really what a framework is. It's a list of steps. You first do this, then you do this, then you do this. So building that out. Number three, you're going to find a catchy word with the same number of letters as the steps from which you create an acronym. Now, I am all about acronyms. You may not be, but I'm telling you, if you keep listening to this podcast, you are going to become all about acronyms because they're easy ways for people to remember things. So we've been talking about the Smarter Side Hustle process. That is an acronym. If you can figure that out, that acronym for what you're teaching, it's going to help you. And then you're going to develop your acronym and descriptors in a way that's going to serve your final list of steps. So SMARTER, like you think about SMARTER, right? You know, it's self-reflect, monetize, automate, reach, teach, engage, and react. That's the whole framework of the Smarter Side Hustle framework, all in these little steps. So think about that. And then you're going to build supporting frameworks behind that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you want to be able to build while you teach. So you don't want to build all of this stuff, build this big course or whatever you are that you're building, and then invite people to come to it. You want to build it while you teach. And the reason why you want to do that is because you're going to get great insights from your students to build educational experiences even better online. So for me, I just even rewind back to my experience when I was teaching those college courses, when I still am teaching them. Sometimes when I'm given a new topic, I will dig in and I will really understand, you know, only what I need to for the next week. And then I get more insights from my students and I keep digging in with them and go even deeper. So this helps you earn more money faster. It helps you avoid perfectionism and start really engaging with an audience, which is key. So a couple questions for you as you start thinking about how you're going to teach your content. Number one, what's the potential main framework for you to use to encapsulate the core teaching you want to provide your audience? Number two, what are potential supporting frameworks you could implement? And number three, how could you implement the build while you teach approach with your potential product you're considering launching? So think about those things. Those are going to be some of your core things to think about as you're teaching what you want to help change people's lives, to help make their lives better. And it's really fundamental. It's really important as you dig deeper in your Smarter Side Hustle, in your dad hustle that you want to make happen. So awesome, awesome topic. What an important topic. And our next time together here tomorrow, we're actually going to dig into, on Monday, I guess, we're taking the weekend off. We always take the weekend off here, the Dad Hustle experience, but we're going to dig into engaging. So how do you engage people, really engage them in powerful ways, even beyond your initial teaching? So that's what we're going to dig into. That's the E in the smarter side hustle process. But until that time, I really want to encourage you, keep chasing this dad hustle. There are so many exciting things ahead for you. I'm so excited for you. It's been so fun to get some of your feedback over the last few weeks as we've launched this podcast too. You have big things ahead as well. And I'm excited to be here with you every step of the way as you build those things. So encouragement there. Have an awesome, awesome weekend. Have an awesome rest of your time. And we'll see each other real soon. Thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure thus far. And excited to jump into the E of the smarter side hustle process here when we meet again. Thanks so much. Ready to join the Dad Hustle Project? Become one of the first of 1 million dads committing to a life of more income, influence, and impact by building the digital side hustle of your dreams while putting your family first. Join my private Facebook group to go deeper, connect with others in the Dad Hustle community, and get more resources to build your dad hustle faster. Join free now in our Facebook group called Dad Hustle Project. See you inside.